Yeah, thanks, Joel. So Christina is the founder and director of the Kindness Institute, which is an organization that helps to improve mental health and leadership capabilities through mindfulness, the work of Byron Katie, and yoga. So they do a lot of work with children in New Zealand, sort of alternative education. But I began by asking her to explain about what the Kindness Institute is all about.
So the Kindness Institute is a charity that supports marginalized youth to overcome stress and challenges and improve their positive mental health. So we do that through mindfulness and yoga and different stress management tools. And as a social enterprise, our paid mindfulness programs and coaching funds the work for those youth who can't afford it.
And I'm especially interested in the work with rangatahi. I follow along on the Instagram and I see a lot of posts about it, and it looks really cool. Could you just, what does it look like sort of on a daily or a weekly basis for the Institute?
So our work with rangatahi, we work in schools taking programs to kids who really need to learn how to manage their mind and their emotions a bit better. And then outside of schools, we work with kids who are having a bit of a hard time doing just that. And so these are kids who have low self-efficacy but a lot of potential and have just never been taught how to manage their emotions. And that's something, you know, we're not taught in school. We're often not taught at home. It's not role modeled to us. So I think that's a big part of the reason why we have such a mental health crisis going on in Aotearoa and the highest teen suicide rate in the developed world. So what we're doing with our rangatahi is just sharing actually really basic tools of how to manage our emotions and our minds when life gets tough. And it's not rocket science. It's just giving a whole lot of love to these young people and showing them, you know, that we're always going to be there. We're not going to abandon them. And really simply teaching meditation tools and techniques and yoga and different tools to understand that we don't have to believe all of our stressful thoughts. You know, not every thought that comes into our mind is true.
Yeah.
So letting go of some of that negative self-talk that runs so strong when we're teenagers.
For sure. I don't think it's, you can't really get enough of it for that. You're saying about New Zealand having the shocking rates with all that sort of stuff. Did you start the Kindness Institute? Was it
Yeah, I started it just in 2016, so
yeah,
not that long ago. And it came out of my work. I spent a few years working with kids who'd been orphaned and abandoned and dealing with a lot of stress and trauma in Latin America. Working for a not-for-profit called NPH, and started teaching yoga and meditation there, and saw how crazy the results were, how much it helped kids to feel calm and to feel safe. And then I came home and started working with rangatahi here, who'd been kicked out of school, and saw those same results and just really wanted to start an organization focused on building our kids' mental health.
Christina, with the change of government recently from National to Labor, obviously you started off the Kindness Institute under a National government. Is it going to be, do you think there's going to be much of a change for how things operate for you going in with a Labor-led government going forward?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, National focus in education was on numeracy and literacy, which really is null and void if you can't take care of your mental health. You know, what?
And how absolutely
can we achieve numeracy and literacy if we don't have our emotions and our minds under control? So the fact that Labor government is putting such a priority on mental health and education is a huge change for us. And, you know, we've seen that they are, you know, in their first 100 days doing this review of the mental health system and trying to put effort into changing this crisis. And they're putting funding into bringing nurses into secondary schools. But I think that we, you know, having nurses in secondary schools is really important, but we also need to be teaching our tamariki from a young age that it's okay to talk about your emotions, that it's not wrong to feel nervous, anxious, or depressed. We need to be delivering programs in schools to all of our young people from a young age, because schools are the place where, you know, we can reach the whole of society. And I think, yes, having nurses, having counsellors is so crucial, but how can we actually share these tools with everyone? Because not every kid is going to have the confidence to go and see the nurse or the counsellor. So I think it's really important that we put some funding into actually delivering school-wide programs too.
Yeah, and is the funding, so are you funded, is it funded by the government, the work that you guys do?
No.
It's not?
We have been rejected for all funding this year, which has been crazy considering, you know, we have a 100% success rate. It's tough.
That is,
all
yeah.
All of our funding comes from me hustling, running courses, running yoga classes, mindfulness classes, the social enterprise, the business arm. So I'm kind of doing these two jobs, running the business and running the charity so that we can fund the charity work.
Wow. Is there something like where people, if people are interested, they can go and donate or get, like, what's somewhere they can go and get in touch with you in regards to that or getting into the work?
Yeah, we would love any donations, you know, even $10, $20, $5 goes a long way. So we're running a crowdfunder on thekindnessinstitute.com. You can click donate. We're running a give a little crowdfunder to raise 15 grand to keep our work going, because without it, we're pretty stuck at the moment. So any help would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm actually blown away that you are not funded, because when I follow along, it just looks like it's, from the outside, looks like it's really, well, obviously it is well run and it looks like you guys are doing a great job. So I think that's something that's a great cause to get behind for sure.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, maybe that's a really good point. We need to, like, spread it wide with our supporters as well, that we're not funded, that it's all being done, you know, on the smell of an oily rag, and try and get some more support and hopefully get some big funding soon too.
Yeah, and just on that, Christina, I guess going forward long term, what's your vision for the Kindness Institute going into the future?
Well, we want to make our program accessible to all young people. So we want to, you know, change this conversation around our mental health and teach our young people that their mental health is more important than their success, and, you know, change this narrative of our toxic toughen up culture and give our kids these tools from a really young age. So next year we're going to start running training programs for teachers and for health professionals to be able to deliver our programs to their communities. So yeah, we just want to take it wider. We're collaborating with Mindfulness and Education Group to be able to do that. We've partnered with the Mental Health Foundation in the past as well. So we just hope to be able to grow it at a bigger scale and have more impact. Since that Sunday piece came out, we've had like a load of requests and
yeah, I can imagine. Well, just like people like me ringing you up, be like, hey, come on. That's good though, right? Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Lots of media, but also lots of parents, you know, wanting us to do coaching with their kids,
yeah,
like private coaching and different schools wanting it. So we're kind of like overloaded right now, which is rad. But
yeah,
we need funding to actually take care of the charity side, you know, so
yeah,
we can invest as much time into it. But it's all good, like lots of great stuff happening.